posing a political threat. It seems a topic that would suitably fit the discussion of poverty and power. That once I asked publishers if they had tried to stop my work because of politics, and they said no, of course, and that I was deluded if I thought my work posed a political threat. I am me and tempted to joke, if that joke is close to despair and lives like a ghost in the fisted heart, that obviously they didn't mean they might want it more threatening. Could it perhaps be they wanted me less deluded? But when then have I ever thought my work would alarm authority ever? But now I remember there is the power of the apolitical, which cuckoos out all others. There are forever powers from the political obvious, like the child from church asked, what did the vicar talk about? Sin. What did he say about it? He was against it. That will certainly well cover most questions of cruelty and race. To complicate, there are reasons of sensible taste or cash to prove political threat irrelevant to topic. Indeed, the best influence I remember wielding is when a late Australian Democrats leader told me that my poem about her sustained her through deep depression after she had opposed the first American Gulf War. Some friend of hers sent it to her. I never met her. On the phone later, she said she'd held on to the poem's words about resurrection. Since she's dead, and I live anyway, old and explicit, I will tell you about some more she told, that when she gave her speech against that war at the National Press Club, straight after, someone phoned in death threats and the police made a cordon suddenly around her. She said she was so afraid that she retreated to the toilets, where her periods started from terror, but was still proud of her action. It's when one is most afraid that one is most a woman. But maybe that becomes the time of greatest resurrection. If I have never posed a threat to anyone in power, dear great good spirit of the universe, give me this, O frightened lady. Let my work be as posed as real insurrection. Let my threat be in positioning, not diction. An equality in stature with the weakness I enshroud. One makes a threat from below or above, not looking in the eyes. One could look in the eyes from where I stood. Sometimes the eye had power, but it stored its waiting message in the blood.